I'll tell you what, there's nothing like a good hot cup of coffee on a cool autumn morning. That is for sure. Hey, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on this 21st day of October 2018. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Yep, I got my cup of coffee here trying to keep warm. That's for sure. Summer, I think, is I think it's done. It's not coming back till 2019. That's a thought for you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll. So good, friend. So good to see you. I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. And Sunday Worship is all about Jesus. That's right. He's the center of this program. And we focus, on, of course, on Him, on Scripture, songs, encouragement and devotions, and everything else in between. So my prayer for you today, that this program will prepare your hearts and minds on the Lord Jesus. Let's get things started off today with Don Moen reminding us that Jesus, after 2,000 years, is still mighty to save.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the Author
Well, Fred, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. Yeah, here we are, the 21st day of October 2018. And, yep, it's autumn season, it's fall, and I heard somebody say one time, being a Christian is like being a pumpkin. God picks you from the patch and brings you in, then washes all the dirt off of you. He opens you up and scoops out all the yucky stuff. He removes the seeds of doubt, the seeds of hate, seeds of greed. Then he carves you a new smiling face, and he puts his light inside you to shine for all the world to see.
Graham was a farm boy who became a preacher, but his death is obviously a big deal because his life was a big deal. More years on America's 10 most admired list than any person. Spiritual advisor to a dozen presidents and lying in honor in the rotunda of the United States Capitol. I think he was a big deal because he was the real deal. Never about himself, always about you. Groundbreaking stands against racism in his ministry, humility, uncompromised integrity, but ultimately the power of Billy Graham's life was his message, that we all have this hole in our heart because we're lonely for the God who made us, because we've hijacked our lives from him. Billy said, if you can only remember one thing I say, remember this, God loves you. And then that verse, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, dying on the cross so we could be forgiven and with him forever. Now the messenger's gone, but Jesus' invitation is still open to you. Come to me and I will give you rest. If you'd like to accept his invitation, contact us at chataboutjesus.com.
Just as I am with without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark lot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. To be thine, yeah, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Psalm 19, verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." You know, Albert Einstein explained relativity this way: when a man sits with a pretty girl for an hour, it seems like a minute. But when he sits on a hot stove for a minute, it seems like an hour. That's relativity, he said. Well, there you go. You know, I'll tell you what, lots of things in life are relative, aren't they? They change when compared to something else. But friend, one thing that is not relative is God's truth found in His Word. I mean, the words of Scripture were true when they were written, are true today, and will be true when you and I are long gone. Friend, we can safely build our lives on the unchanging foundation of Scripture. If you're looking for unfailing truth, just look for it in God's Word.
They saw him and their hearts believed, but blessed.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. We're lifting up the beautiful name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Today, my name is Joey Kroll. Connect with the program on Facebook. Just search for Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio, and you should see, well, Sunday Worship Radio with Joey Kroll kind of pop up. And go ahead and click on that and hit like. Yeah, connect with us there on social media. Friend, you know, it is, can I just be honest with you for a moment? Really? It's easy to get caught up and discouraged. I mean, when there's more day than pay, when the bills come in like it's a, away from the ocean when things are not looking like they need to be. You with me? It's easy to get caught up in that. It really is. But here's what God's word says. Can I just share with you with this from Jeremiah 17:7? Listen to this. It says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Did you hear that? There is a blessing when you and I look at all the things around us, look at the reality of what's going on, and say, God, I'm still going to trust you. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. And what a beautiful, beautiful reminder today from Selah that his eye is on the sparrow. And friend, if his eye is on the sparrow, certainly it is going to be on his child. Amen. Hey, friend, thank you so much for tuning in to Great News Radio's Sunday worship program today. My name is Joey Kroll, joey@greatnewsradio.org. And it was announced just a couple of weeks ago that we now have a Great News Radio Children's Choir. Yeah, you can get more details on that if your kids or grandkids would be interested in something like that. Just take a look at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and there's even some free lessons on Thursdays. Oh, yeah. Now that I sparked your curiosity, go ahead and swing on over to greatnewsradio.org. Well, Fred, I'm going to hang up my headphones today and spend some time with God's people, and I hope you have a chance to do that. That's important. Church fellowship, worshiping God together corporately, so important to do. So hope you have a chance to do that. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.